Yeah, that's right. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, highlighting the good in our community. I am Pastor John McClain here without Andreas Ruiz of I Believe in Myself Coaching. He is out there speaking with the children about mental health awareness as he regularly steps away for a month. But we have special guest co-host today. Technically, we have three special guest co-hosts, but definitely indubitably, I don't know if that's a word. Indubitably, that's the word. Yeah. We have two guest co-hosts that like to call themselves my parents. But yeah, it'd probably be correct. Definitely, I want to welcome my dad, who I didn't know what the appropriate kind of like tag name for you. I'm Pastor John, so I was thinking maybe Chief Steve. Is that work? Or is it Master Steve? Because we got different things.
No. Chief is fine, John. Glad to be here, though.
Yeah. So Chief Steve, not Matt. Because my dad, he was a chief warrant officer in the Army. But he was a Kung Fu instructor. So he's a master in Kung Fu. So which the chief title is the one that trumps the master title?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. And then we also have my mom here. And what would your title be, Mom?
I guess just Mom.
Mom, okay.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, John.
Yeah, we have my mom Kim here in studio with us. So this is a cool show. This is super exciting. I posted on my Facebook this morning. A year ago to this very day, my Facebook tells me that I had my 12 and 13 year old sons Kobe and Jonathan in here to be guest co-host on the show. So this is special. I guess this is a day that the family day, like bring your family to work day in the history of my life. So I guess this time next year, who am I going to have on? I don't know. Whatever new family. Remember what? Maybe one of the cousins from out of town will come and I'll have
maybe,
them on the show.
Maybe.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you, parents, for being here to help me host a show. And I look forward to introducing you to some of the amazing guests we have.
That's great. Well, thank you. Again, yeah, glad to be here.
Yeah, you guys it's can see where I get all my personality from. Huh? Well, great. Well, this would not be the Common Good Radio Show if I did not give it up to not my father in this room, but the all of our father that wouldn't have any of this be possible. Like, certainly I'm so very thankful, feel so very blessed to have my parents here, to have the relationship I have with my children, all the amazing things that I get to be part of in my life. And none of it would be possible if it wasn't for a loving father that believed in me when I didn't believe in myself and kept me going. And I definitely, the way I show love to him by a little prayer. And today we're going to do the Lord's Prayer. And it goes a little something like this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, absolutely. And that always gets me going. I love to start the show that way just because certainly I almost feel like the Holy Spirit works through me to ask you some good questions to find out the amazing stuff that's happening in the community. And I want to go ahead and introduce Mr. Ron Arenas. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly. I'm usually a name butcher. It's my thing.
You are. That's great.
Yeah. Awesome. Yep. We got Ron Arenas with Picture Rock Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. And yeah, he's here in studio to tell us about awesome stuff that he does. And one, thank you for being here, brother.
Yes, thank you.
And just a little background. I this past Wednesday, we had the networking meeting at the Arizona Sands Club. They have it the second and fourth Wednesday of every single month. And me and him are kind of like ships in the night because we go to these meetings, we interact, we each do our little bit, but for some reason we hadn't kind of got to sit down and talk. So I'm really excited to get this opportunity now and hear about the awesome stuff you're doing. And I know you're doing awesome stuff because just that group at Sands Club, like everybody that's there, like we all do our kind of our own thing, but right. we all are kind of some, you know, special people that care about doing special things. So
oh, yeah.
I guess for those who, you know, who have never heard of Picture Rock Cooling, Heating and Plumbing, I guess explain to them what it is and who you are.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, we're a dual licensed, which means that we do both commercial and residential air conditioning, heating, and plumbing.
So okay.
We're there to keep you comfortable, basically.
Nice.
Keep your water running and keep you comfortable.
Yeah, just a little bit of everything. Yeah. It seemed, it was, when I saw, like, the heating, cooling, and plumbing component, it made so much sense to me, but it's interesting. Like, it seems relatively unique because it's like usually you just see an AC company or you see a plumbing company, but it makes perfect sense. Why wouldn't there be the both? Because pretty much, you know, a plumber certainly comes across these problems dealing with right. heating and plumbing, and obviously an AC guy does quite a bit of plumbing within. When,
we do. Yeah.
So it's super cool. But it seemed right now it's like, it seems like most industries are having, you know, a shortage of employees.
Both a shortage of employees mm-hmm. and a shortage for the supply chain. Mm-hmm. It's hard to get the yeah. things that we need.
Yeah. So for you guys, like when it comes to a potential employee, like what are you guys looking for? I'm guessing you're looking for some people, and, you know, what type of experience are we looking for?
Yeah, we're always looking for people. What I like to do is I like to train people from the ground up. Mm. They don't particularly need any experience in the mm-hmm. field. We want someone that's, well, for one, that's going to show up and be ready to work. But we just want someone that's going to be a team player, energetic, and ready to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always plenty to learn in the field.
Yeah. Nice. So, so is Picture Rock's Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, involved in the community? I mean, I'm guessing so. I mean,
we are.
Yeah.
We are. We're involved in both the Marana and the Oro Valley Chamber.
Nice.
And both chambers do community stuff. But we're also involved with our church.
Mm.
And our church does community outreach. One of the big things that we do every year is we do a backpack event before the school year starts.
Nice.
And so we're really involved with that.
Mm. Nice. So we got probably about 40 seconds left. I guess let's go ahead and let the listeners know how they can get a hold of you. And then when we come back into the break, we'll jump into some other subjects about what Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing is doing that's kind of unique from other organizations.
Okay. If you need to call us, our phone number is 520-440-4069. Or picturerockscooling.com.
Okay, and I'm guessing you guys got the Facebook and
we do. Yeah, we Facebook.
Okay, so on Facebook it'd be Picture Rocks Cooling.
Uh-huh.
Picture Rocks Cooling. Okay, so go ahead and tell the number one more time and the website one more time.
520-440-4069 or picturerockscooling.com.
Awesome. So that's Ron with Picture Rocks Cooling and Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing here in studio with us. It's the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Chief Steve and with Mom Kim, or just Mom. And and you guys go ahead and sit right there. Don't you go anywhere. We will be back after this break. If you guys haven't been to VeteranRescueMission.org yet, please check it out. You can see all about this show, watch some past shows, as well as you can see the work that we do in connecting homeless veterans with housing, all the people we've been able to shelter over the years, and even the camp out events that we did the camp outreach where we went out and actually provided need items for the houseless in an effort to inform them about the services that are available for them. So you guys stay right there. We'll be back right after this break.
Action Print and Copy is a full-service print and copy shop offering quality products at affordable prices. Everything from black and white copies to large format color signage. Whether you're shopping on the web or in their centrally located shop on the corner of Prince and First Avenue, you'll find they have the best team in town, committed to providing great customer service, ready to help you meet your personal and professional goals. Call 520-829-3075 or go to printapc.com. Action Print and Copy.
If you want to sleep better, lose weight, get your life back, well, this FDA Clear technology will do just that. We guarantee you will lose 2 inches on your first session.
This comprehensive approach to weight loss allowed me to lose 40 pounds in less than 4 months. I feel great.
Call me now to book your first session.
Call us today for your health and weight loss assessment. 520-891-2882. 520-891-2882.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to gapmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today. Hello, welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with Chief Steve and Mom. Right? Yeah, that's smooth. No? And we also got Trinity here, right? Say hi. No, Trinity is when she's now going to be shy. I'm shy, Uncle Jonathan. Okay, whatever. So, and we also have a picture of my sister here for those that are watching on video. You can see. So the whole family's here. We got a big family affair. This is great. Yeah, thanks, parents, for joining me.
Hey, absolutely.
Yeah. Mommy?
You're welcome.
and we have Ron Arenas with Picture Rock Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing in studio with us. Thank you for joining us, brother.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're like part of the family now.
Yeah.
You're like the brother I always wanted.
That's right.
Thanks,
man. So next week, you're just going to have my picture up there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That sounds good. Yeah, I'll take one before you go.
There you go. Absolutely.
So before we went into the break, we were talking with Ron about, one, their appointment needs, what they're looking for out of staff. And we were talking about the things they're doing for the community, which is super cool. I know my dad had a question for Ron. Go ahead, shoot.
Hey, Ron. I was just wondering, with all this heat that we get here in Arizona, what could people do to prepare for that as far as their air conditioning system?
Well, it's always a good idea to get your air conditioner serviced and do it before it gets real hot. Mm-hmm. Usually we start calling our customers in April and get it serviced. The biggest thing that you can do as a homeowner is change your air filter every month.
Okay.
That's the biggest thing you can do. It cuts down on the wear and tear on your air conditioner, and also it doesn't consume as much energy if you have a clean air filter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. Another thought I was having, like, because we've all been through it, where we have one of those, like, those months where we get like a $500-$600 electricity bill,
right,
or something, you know, something wild like that. And sometimes that, like, really will punch a family in the stomach as far as costs.
Or right in the face.
Yeah. Like, what does a homeowner do to make sure that type of stuff doesn't sneak up on them and they can avoid those type of costs? Like, what type of advice do you give to homeowners to make sure that those type of things don't happen?
Right. Every house is different, and if you have a really high bill, it might be because something's not working properly, or it just might be the way you're using it. Maybe there's people coming in and out of the house and letting in that hot air frequently, or maybe it's just a unit that's not maintained, and it's maybe it's dirty. Maybe it's not working as efficiently as it should be.
Mm-hmm. And a question I like to ask the guests regularly, because I have, you know, a lot of amazing guests that kind of could have chose anything in the world, could have done anything they wanted to, but they ended up doing, you know, what they, you know, in my vernacular, what God called them to do.
Right.
So why did God call you to this, and, you know, and when did it all begin, and that whole testimony?
Well, I've been doing this for 21 years on my own. Before that, I was working for a couple small companies.
Hmm.
I just felt that I could do it better and do everything with honesty and integrity.
Mm-hmm.
The way I grew up, the way I was brought up, we've always served. So doing something where you can go and serve people for a living, I mean, that it was a natural fit.
Mm-hmm. And we were talking about on the break, you've Tucson boy, born right. and raised.
Born and raised here, went to Tucson High, and I've been here all my life.
And so what's the origin story around it? Like, what was that day where you're just like, oh, okay, I'm an air conditioning man, this is what I do?
Well, I kind of fell into it by accident. I needed a job, and so I started working for a couple small companies.
Mm-hmm.
About what age was that, Rod? I mean, were you really young when you started, or... Or did you start more as an adult?
It is in my late 20s. Mm. Yeah, I've done other things too. I've done several things in my life.
Nice.
Yeah.
But then once you found air conditioning and plumbing, it was just like, oh, this is it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just nice. The mechanical part of it. Mm-hmm. I like to solve problems. And so it just kind of fit naturally for me.
And what would you say differentiates Picture Rock Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing from other air conditioning companies or other plumbing companies or other companies that do, you know, a like-minded service?
Sure. Well, I mean, we're going to tell you up front what we're going to do. We're not going to try to trick you or put something in there that doesn't belong. We're going to give you honest service and for a fair price.
Yeah. Yeah, nice.
Hey, Ron, I have a question for you.
Of course.
Trying to get a little free advice here.
Yeah, okay. I get it. Take it.
We have two air conditioners, dual zone, and one of them is not able to keep the cooling below 72, even though it's only like 79 degrees now, over there. And we live up in Casa Grande.
Okay.
And the other side does perfect. Drop it down to 69, whatever you want. Mm. And it was just serviced, just had somebody come out. Any thing that comes to mind that could be, or should just have somebody come back out?
It'd probably be the best idea to have someone come back out. It might be dirty, or maybe it's low on the refrigerant.
Interesting.
Yeah, but maybe you have a dirty indoor coil and it's not getting the proper airflow. Could be.
When you go to a customer's house for the first time, what is a common issue that you see with air conditioners that of an issue kind of across the board with these different places that you go for the first time?
A lot of times, and not even for the first time, but a lot of times it's the air filter. People just forget about it. I mean, it's kind of out of sight, so out of mind.
So once that gets dirty, does that more go into the coil? The dirt does start getting up there.
And it does. Once that air filter gets clogged, then the air will actually bypass the filter, and then all those particles that's in there will stick to the indoor coil and start clogging that up.
Is that a maintenance item that homeowners should be taking care of, the coil cleaning, or is that something that we need to have somebody come out and service?
Usually it's something that you have someone else service, just because it's harder to get into. It's a little bit more technical.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, and what's one thing that you want our listening audience to kind of take from this before we jump out of here, about a minute before we take off?
Well, we're here locally. We're a local business. I actually have two of my sons working for us. They're out there.
That's super cool.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
As technicians. Yeah. So it's a family business. My wife works in the office. And we're here to serve you.
That's cool.
Absolutely. Yeah. Support your local businesses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially, like, it's cool. Like, MPG Automotive is similar to this. Gap Ministries is similar to that, where it's just like there are still family local businesses around.
Right.
And we certainly have to go out of our way more than ever to support organizations like this, because in my experience, that's the best service that I get, an organization like yourself, where it's got the father, you got the sons, you got, you know, got the wife that handles the paperwork to keep everybody in order. Yeah. So, yeah, I know with Patrick Lopez, who's going to be our next guest, he's a junior. So his father's actually the founder of MPG Automotive. Oh. And his sister works in the office. And, you know, he has, I think, a couple of his brothers that are managers of different locations. So, yeah, that's where it's at to me. So
that
it's
is
super cool. It's super cool. So, yeah, thanks again for coming on. That's
very good. Thank you.
Yeah, it's Ron with Picture Rock Heating and Cooling and Plumbing. Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. And this is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, highlighting the good in our community. Again, if you haven't been to veteranrescuemission.org, please go. We're looking for donations, particularly of vehicles. We have several vets that need vehicles to get to appointments and to get to their new jobs. Go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate, or call 329-9192. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We'll be right back right after this break.
At Ironwood Dental, their compassionate dentists pride themselves on quality care and patient comfort. Ironwood Dental stands behind the work they do, and they believe in building relationships with their patients and treating them with genuine care and respect. The doctors at Ironwood Dental can care for your whole family. They can perform a wide variety of dental services, ranging from orthodontics, sedation, implants, and pediatric care. Call Ironwood Dental at 888-2900 to speak with Nia or Kelly and get scheduled. Or visit their website at ironwooddentalaz.com to painlessly book your appointment online.
North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
Every day, Arizona teens are using counterfeit pills laced with fentanyl and overdosing at alarming rates. Talk to your child about never taking a pill that's not prescribed to them. And visit TalkNowAZ.com for the facts on fentanyl. The Amato Youth Center can help with our free parent workshop and a free medication locking device. Call 520-255-4067. Please support the Amato Youth Center at AmatoChiliCookoff.org.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Chief Steve and Mom. Those are those names we settled with, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll stick with that.
Yeah, that sounds good. And yeah, we got the special guest co-host here today. My parents have never been on the radio with me before, so this is a cool little situation we get to do on the year anniversary of me bringing my middle sons with me on for the first time. And we have, thankfully, one of my favorite guests here in studio who is... you know, as part of a family affair himself in MPG Automotive Services. And yeah, and thank you once again, Patrick Lopez, for being here with us, brother.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm glad I get to be here with the whole family. Pretty cool.
Isn't this neat? Yeah, these are the people you can blame for me.
So. Oh, okay. No, they did a pretty good job.
Yeah, they did all right.
I give them some good credit.
The first 30 years weren't the best, but yeah, it rounded out.
Like the last couple years, we really put some effort forward.
Yeah.
Yes. It's not about how you start, it's about how you finish.
That's
right?
It, so, man. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. And we're doing all right. And yeah, they just moved here from they just moved here from San Antonio to Casa Grande.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah. So I was telling Ron just recently, the last guest, that when I moved here from Chandler, because they lived here, and then when I went off to war, they snuck out the back door.
Yeah,
and moved out. So they're finally back after 20 years. So.
Yeah, we saw the opportunity. Yeah. And just took it.
Good. Good. Well, welcome back.
Yeah, for sure.
Almost. You're almost here.
Yeah.
You're in Casa Grande. You're close.
Yeah, it's close enough.
Yeah, close enough.
Yeah, it's like a rock's throw if you have a
Tucson
really
North.
Good arm.
Tucson
yeah.
North. There you go.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I don't know if you've been there lately, but it's developing quickly.
Yeah. No, we used to have a shop up there.
Okay.
So, yeah, no, I like Casa Grande, and then the effort that they're putting into building the infrastructure is pretty good, so...
Yeah.
I'm hoping they'll have a little mini boom. They want to be Phoenix 2.0.
Really?
They'll have to wait after us.
I know, yeah. Tucson first.
And then they can have.
I was kind of seeing them as a little Tucson.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah,
so, particularly like the neighborhood that my parents live in, you never guess it was in Casa Grande.
Right.
It's just it could be northern Tucson. It could be in like Gladden Farms for all you know. So yeah, it's pretty cool little area. But enough about you guys. Let's talk about MPG Automotive Services and stuff they do. Particularly, go ahead and refresh our listening audience who don't know anything about MPG Automotive Services and didn't listen the last couple dozen times you're on the show.
Well, and especially since your parents are new to town, right? They should know.
They need to know. You
they
guys
need to
know.
Now, but we're a full service one stop automotive shop, and by that I mean that our goal is to make it so that you can trust us fully with your vehicle, whatever you need. You need something as simple as an oil change, or you need a full engine replacement, we do it all. And we really try to make it easy so that somebody can just hand us the keys and say, hey, let me know what's going on with my vehicle, help me fix it, and that's our job, is to advise them on how to keep their vehicle running over the long haul. The nice thing is our name is MPG, miles per gallon. So we focus on preventative maintenance to make sure that you can get the full longevity out of your vehicle and get all the miles that you're supposed to from when it was first off the lot. But that's always been our goal, is to just make it easy for the customer.
You're trying to do the segue for me, aren't you?
I am. Yeah, I was trying. Okay. I was like, you know, and then I pulled back just a little bit.
You just set it up.
You're the
Kobe throwing it up. I'm Shaq. I'll throw it down. Okay.
So I wasn't going to mention it, but go ahead.
Well, we've talked about saving at the pump in the past, obviously, on a couple occasions. And with gas prices right now, it's wild. It seems like you had like this, or I guess your dad had kind of this psychic ability years ago.
He
saw this coming, and he's just like, okay, let's create the answer for this even before the problem comes. So what are, you know, as the gas prices continue to go up, talk about some of the ways that people can have their wallet lightened a little bit. Like, the other, for example, I went to the tank the other day to fill up my van, and I had to get a loan. From a bank. So it was rough.
Exactly. You hit the maximum on the pump and then had to go to a new one.
I'm going to need that money back too.
Thanks, Dad. I really appreciated that.
The bank of Dad.
I thought I was going to have to give him my arm, literally. But anyways. But so tell us a little bit about, you know, what people can do. I guess kind of a refresher almost of what people can do to save at the pump a little bit.
Yeah, and it's been a little bit, so I'm glad we got to talk about it. But I think back when we were talking, gas was at $3.19 a gallon, and now we're at $4.24 as of this morning when I looked it up. That's a whole $1.05 increase, right? And so we're fortunate to have survived back when gas prices were extremely high in the mid $4 back in 2008-2009. And so we really went to our customers and told them how they could save at the pump. And basically we gave them the roadmap to save gas mileage as they drove their vehicle, right? And now that means more than ever. When we were looking at oil changes saving you like $5 per tank, now we're looking at about $10. So there's a big difference. I mean, we can get into more of the specifics, but really what I've told my guys to focus on now and gals at the front counter is how can we help the customer when they leave here today? And it's enough to spend money when you're at an automotive shop. It's every dollar you spend with us is a dollar that you sometimes don't plan to spend, right? Nobody comes in saying, hey, I want to overhaul my whole vehicle because I feel like it today.
I would like to pay you $4,000 a day, sir, please.
It doesn't happen, and we understand that, and we don't want that to happen. What we want to do is we want to help you maintain your vehicle slowly, or hopefully slowly, over time, so that the big, massive repair cost doesn't hit you. Because it doesn't help us, and it doesn't help you to have your vehicle down for a certain amount of time. We'd rather maintain it slowly over time, keeping things refreshed, changing out your oils, maintaining the vehicle. And not only is it going to save you on gas mileage, but it's going to save your wallet, right? So I think in the past we had talked about even air filters. You know, that was 43 cents per gallon. Now, relatively more, because the cost of a gallon is more, we're looking at 63 cents, 20 cents more per gallon. Doesn't seem like a whole lot, but on a whole tank of gas, it's almost $4. So you can imagine how many times you fill up on a tank
of
gas.
Yeah, air filters don't even cost that much.
No. I was just talking with one of my managers. I was like, that may be $50 a year. I would say, I'm not going to say 90%, but it's a good percentage of air filters don't even come to half of that cost. So, I mean, you're talking about something that you would pay for 3-4 times over throughout the course of a year.
Yeah, and we'll talk about more after we get back from this break. But those who are watching the video, you can see Patrick brought in this sheet that kind of goes through, like, you know, this itemized list of, you know, all these different ways you can kind of save at the pump. And they add up. We'll talk about, I'm guessing, out of the break to, you know, hundreds, probably even thousands of dollars every single year. So this is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Chief Steve and my mom. And that's Patrick Lopez with APG Automotive Services. We're going to talk about gas savings and a lot more after this break. You guys sit right there. Also go to veteranrescuemission.org to find out more information about the show.
The Pima County Medical Examiner reported that 2019 drug overdose deaths were higher than any other accidental cause of deaths. So thank you for helping keep opioids and other prescription medications away from children in your home. If you'd like to learn about locking caps or lock boxes to keep your home RX safe, call the Pima County Community Prevention Coalition of PEP, Inc., 520-205-4781, and ask about our free medication lock caps and boxes.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. To provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with Chief Steve and Mom. Yeah, nothing special. It's kind of like Prince, just a one name, just Mom. Just Mom. Is there a symbol that goes along with that, or was that?
I think that's a pretty honorary name.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, and you live up to it because you're a mom. So, yeah, congratulations.
Congratulations.
You did it.
You're welcome. Is that what you said? Yeah. You're welcome. You're a mom because of me. You're welcome.
Yeah. You're welcome for having me.
You're welcome for me existing in the world and you being getting that honorary title.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
And I'll take it.
And I'm trying to do you right. Like, as we discussed before, there's a learning curve, but I feel like I'm picking up on things.
Slowly but surely.
Thanks,
slowly.
Mom. Thanks. Yeah. That's a supportive mother for
you. Emphasis on slowly. I don't know. Yeah.
So we have Patrick Lopez here in studio with us with MPG Automotive Services. Patrick also is part of the family of affair with MPG Automotive Services. I was actually talking about it with our past guests. You have yourself, you got your father, I think your sister also works.
Yep, my sister, my mom, my uncles, my great uncle.
Yeah.
The nice thing is I say this every time, but I genuinely mean it. We have families of families.
Mm-hmm.
So my general manager has his son there. I have another general manager who has two of her nephews there. Mm. Absolutely. All of them are fantastic. Mm-hmm. You know, we always hire based off of, you know, qualifications. So all these people have earned their way to get there, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So, no, it's awesome. I
wouldn't imagine there's too much nepotism in the auto shop. But yeah.
No, not when you're under a 2,000-pound car.
Yeah,
either you trust somebody with your life or you don't.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, super cool. Well, before we went into the break, we were talking about kind of this list of gas saving techniques that we have here, all the different things that one can do to save gas, which, you know, as the weather starts warming up and we kind of move a little closer and closer into summer, what are some of the things people can do to prepare for the summer?
Well, yeah, I mean, we all know that we need to get our oil changed on a regular basis. And the nice thing is, because of how gas prices have increased so dramatically, we've been fortunate enough that we have a large supply of fuel injection service material still left. Mm-hmm. And so with every oil change, we're giving now a free value-added service, which is that fuel injection flush or nice. Top treat oil, which help extend the miles per gallon of a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you're coming in for your oil change. And the one thing that people don't typically think about is, as the seasons change, it's kind of like our body, right? You get achy when you go into winter as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
Our body is no different when it comes to summer. It's kind of the exact opposite. Plastic goes from being cold to now hot and expanding all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
So things like batteries, things like radiators, they start to break down over time, over 2, 3, maybe even 4 summers if we're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
But the hotter the summer and the colder the winter, the worse that our vehicle is going to experience some wear on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's obviously a great idea to get the vehicle in and get it checked out. Every time you come into our location, we do a full inspection of the vehicle. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking to see how the battery's doing over time, how your radiator is doing, especially now when it's not as hot. We're in what, the 80s now, and by summer it'll be 110 probably. Yeah. So getting those things looked at early and often is a good idea. I think you guys just had an HVAC company in here, right? Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. Before me. Mm-hmm. We're the same way. Mm-hmm. We do a $20 AC service, and we start suggesting to do it this month now. Because you don't want to be 95 degrees plus without AC or with a weak AC, mm-hmm. and to be concerned that, oh my God, how am I going to make it through the summer? Yeah. And then all these auto shops are busy doing AC work because everybody else needs it. So we suggest getting in now, especially if you have a family van or family vehicle, and you're wanting to make sure that, you know, when you're driving the kids to and from soccer practice, school, whatever, that you're not going to have them sweating in the back seat. Mm-hmm. We suggest getting that AC service, and we're going to check the Freon levels. We're going to check that the AC is functioning properly, that everything is engaging as it should. And then if not, then we're going to advise you on how to fix it. Mm-hmm. The interesting thing in a car, and I'm not sure if a house is the same way, I would assume it's the same principles, but it's a completely closed system. Mm-hmm. And that means that there should be no contaminants in it, and you're not supposed to lose fluid, right? No system's perfect. It has seals. It leaks. Water gets in there. Condensation gets in there. It doesn't work as properly as it should. And so if you're not checking it regularly, you're going to have no idea. There's not just a little area you can look at it or pull the dipstick out and see how the fluid's doing, right? The only way to check it is, unfortunately, nowadays with the machine.
Yeah.
So that's why we recommend that starting now, especially going into April and well before we hit May, that if you can, you come in for that AC service just to make sure that by the time that heat starts getting here, your vehicle's ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Patrick, do you service any make of vehicle?
Yeah.
Fiats?
Absolutely.
Whatever?
Yeah, and matter of fact, there's a new Freon that came out, and we have the machines for that as well. So I think Chrysler's used that quite a bit. Fiat is somebody that is under that brand, and so they use it as well. So we're well equipped to handle any make and model of vehicle. And especially when it comes to AC systems, luckily they've standardized that, which is for environmental reasons, because you don't want that Freon getting in the atmosphere. But also because it's a safety feature. When we hit 110 degrees, kids and animals and immunocompromised adults cannot deal with that type of heat. You know, for a prolonged amount of time, it's like an oven. So, we recommend that they start coming in as early as now and get that AC serviced and beat the rush, really, is what it is. Beat the rush, because if your AC is weak, you're going to need it regardless once it hits that 110.
You know, every time you come in here, I have an odd question for you.
Go ahead.
But since you're my, you know, you're my mechanic specialist or my automotive specialist, I give this to you.
Okay.
So one of the biggest fears me and my wife have is getting stranded on the side of the road on a road trip.
Absolutely.
Like one of our greatest fears.
Absolutely.
What can, you know, we do prior to a road trip to make sure that we minimize that risk?
Yeah. Well, a lot of the things underneath the hood you just need to be careful with, but it's absolutely doable for everyone to check. So we do a PVI, which is a priority vehicle inspection, and we also do a road trip inspection. So you can come into any one of our locations. But if you're going to do it on your own, you need to be looking at your radiator to make sure that it has no cracks and that you're not seeing signs of cracks. You need to be checking the hoses that are coming from the top and the bottom of your radiator, because 90% of the problems that you have when you're traveling somewhere during the summer is the heat, right? So if a radiator hose falls off or cracks or starts leaking and you lose your coolant, well, you're going to overheat the engine, and you're not going to move anywhere, regardless of how much water you put in there.
Yeah.
So we definitely recommend that. Your serpentine belt, which is what drives all the components, that your alternator, your water pump, all those major components, even down to your accessories driven off of the alternator, that can crack and show signs of cracking. Unfortunately, now the newer vehicles, you can't see the little cracks like you used to. They actually just get wider and wider in the ridges. Nobody can physically see what that looks like, but they have tools like that at parts stores. You can ask for them. We get them at our locations, but you want to make sure that those things, basically that anything that's going to drive the coolant is going to be working perfectly fine, because if you lose coolant, your vehicle is going to overheat regardless of what temperature you're in. Beyond that, your tires are a huge thing. You know, people think that, okay, the tread looks perfectly fine, We've talked about the quarter trick before. If you put a quarter in the tread and it goes up to Lincoln's head, or Washington's head. There's a penny trick. It used to be a penny trick. That's why I remember it as the Lincoln's
fair
head.
Enough, fair
but
enough.
Now it's a quarter trick. Yeah. Now it's a quarter trick. If it goes up to the head, then you're fine. But now what you need to make sure of is right around the wheel, you can see signs of cracking. It's weather cracking. Again, it's rubber. When you go from cold to hot, it shrinks, expands. Eventually, rubber will start cracking and breaking. So you got to look for signs there to make sure that you're not seeing any cracks. And if you have any concern about any of that, you should always take it to a professional. We would much rather know that somebody took a trip and was safe and came back in one piece than to know that they took their family and risked, you know, a catastrophic malfunction. So,
do you guys, I don't know, so I guess it's another weird question, and I'll give it to my dad after this, if we have any time. Sorry, Dad, Mom. Do you guys have like a road trip maintenance tune-up or anything like that, or is there something like that exists? Or
well, we check what I told you and a lot more. We never do like a tune-up package per se, because we don't know what the vehicle needs. And we're not the type of people that are going to go and tell you do this just to do it. Right, we're always going to look at the vehicle, assess the condition, and advise you on what you need. And so that generally runs like 5761. I know it because we sell it all day to people that are leaving out of town. But you know, it's one of those things that I would highly recommend if they're concerned about, you know, going out of town and having something catastrophic happen.
Hey, Patrick, I'm looking at this list here. I find it very interesting.
Yeah.
On your maximum savings versus the service items, and I see that we've got 40% maximum savings on a tune up.
Absolutely.
Even more than my aggressive driving at 33%, as my wife would tell you. What exactly is that entail when you do a tune-up on a vehicle? Is it just spark plugs, or what has to happen, and why is it that it saves so much money?
Yeah. So tune-ups is generally plugs and wires, what we recommend. I know we're running short on time, so I'll try to make it quick. So plugs and wires generally. Now, the problem is if you've gone long enough without having the proper spark and maybe one or two cylinders, then you're now losing an entire cylinder out of potentially six, right? So you're 1/6 effective, 2/6 effective potentially. So the maximum 40% is probably not where it's normally going to be at. It's probably going to be right about the air filter, the oil change, the 10-15%. But if you've gone on an older truck and you've really let it go without maintenance, and there's oil caked onto those spark plugs, then you could lose a dramatic amount of fuel. And it would just eat fuel, basically.
Awesome. Well, thank you once again for coming on the show, Patrick.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me. Thanks for making a family special.
Absolutely. The family special.
Very nice to meet you.
Radio show.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, that's Patrick Lopez of MPG Automotive Services. I'm not Patrick.
No.
I'm Pastor John McClain here with Chief Steve and Mom. And I will see you next week. You won't see them. Sorry. You have a good one. God bless.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today. Replacing your tires can cost nearly $3,000 over the life of your vehicle. Or you buy a set of tires once, roll them into the Total Car Care Guaranteed for Life program, and that's it. Forever. Seriously, buy it once and never purchase it again. Offered exclusively at MPG Tire and Auto. See program rules for details.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to gapmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today.